USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighs in on his Supreme Court nominee and what he faces in the Senate. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Will she or won't she show up? The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault 36 years ago has still not said if she will come to Capitol Hill and testify at a hearing Monday. President Trump says he feels bad for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him.
And the president goes on to say,
this is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago.
President Trump also suspicious of the timing.
You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
President Trump will be in New Bern, North Carolina today to see the damage done by Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection wants to find ways to improve conditions for the growing number of kids coming across the U.S. border. CPB Chief Kevin McAleenan telling USA Today that he wants to make sure his agency has the right type of facilities and professionals to deal with children coming to the U.S., especially from Central America. The man accused of murdering University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts will be arraigned today. 24-year-old Christian Rivera facing a first-degree murder charge for Tibbetts' death. Police say Rivera pursued Tibbetts in his vehicle while she was jogging. A new study says air pollution might dramatically increase the risk of dementia. British researchers finding people older than 50 living in areas with high levels of pollution have a 40% higher risk of developing dementia. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Elizabeth Smart is speaking out for the first time regarding one of her kidnappers set to be released from a Utah prison today. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Wanda Barzee was an accomplice to the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart. Barzee is being released from prison on Wednesday after officials determined they miscalculated her sentence. Elizabeth Smart joined CBS this morning to talk about the release.
I don't know all the conditions of her release, but I have been reassured multiple times that she will be kept a very close eye on, and as soon as she messes up, which I've been reassured that she will be taken back to federal prison for the duration of the 5 years. I have been informed on who the agent is, who the federal agent is, who will be supervising her, and I do believe that he will do the job to the best of his ability. So I have faith in him. I just lack faith in her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And New Hampshire police are looking for a man who used a toddler to help him steal prizes from an arcade vending machine. A video shared on Facebook by Salem police shows a young girl climbing inside the machine through the slot where the prizes are dispensed and then giving them to the unidentified man. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.